Yeah, what's going on, y'all? Susy Larry Hernandez here. Welcome back to another video. Talking about finances. I'm talking about the 7 baby steps. I'm going to go over exactly every step that what it means from top to bottom. The step that we're on currently. And basically letting you know that this stuff works. Like, it's possible to become wealthy. It's possible to become a millionaire, you know, by saving money. Put it in good growth stock mutual funds. But so right now we're out of debt. We have 3 to 6 months of expenses and save for emergency in case something happens to our roof, our air condition, something happens to the transmission on one of our cars. We got money for emergency. And we're out of debt. We don't have any credit cards. The only thing we're owing is our mortgage, and that's baby step 6, and I'll go into that here in a minute. So baby step, so these steps are, they're called steps because you do one at a time. You can't try to do all of them at once, and you'll see why here in a minute. So the very first step that we did is we got $1,000 for emergency fund. It's the very first step. And even before that step, the primer before that is you got to make sure you have your four walls up. You got to make sure you have your a roof over your head. You got a rent. You got to make sure you have lights, utility. You got to make sure that you have transportation covered. Gas money, whatever, take the bus or whatever you got to do. And you got to make sure you have food. Those are the basic four things that you have. If you're in a lot of debt, you're in way over your head, and you're negative and you're months back, just make sure that you have those four things covered. Okay, make sure you have those basic necessities covered. So and then that's the primer for the first baby step. The first baby step is save $1,000 for emergencies. How quick can you save $1,000? Stop eating out, take lunches, get extra overtime, whatever you got to do. Save it up. That's the quickest, that's the easiest step, and it's the hardest because you have to decide. You got to decide, hey, I'm ready to change. I'm ready to do this. If you're not ready, it's not going to work for you because you're still trying to do it the way you've done it before, which is not working, obviously. You're in debt. You're trying to figure out what's going on. It's not working out for you. $1,000 for emergency fund is step one. Step two is you get out of debt. You get out of debt. Using the debt snowball. The debt snowball is basically you list all your debts from smallest to largest, from top to bottom. And don't worry about the interest rate. You can worry about the interest rate, but if we're worried about the interest rate, we wouldn't have gotten the debt in the first place. Because we're paying money, extra money for a car, extra money for, you know, a TV that we bought, that it's not even worth that. We wouldn't worry about the interest rate. So smallest to largest. You got a $100 credit card bill, you got a $200 credit card bill, you got one that's worth $300, and then you got $1,000 and down all the way down to your car loans and your student loans. Okay. Make a budget, okay? So that way you can know what you have left over at the end of every month. Whatever's left over, you throw it to that first loan, pay it off, cut up that credit card, don't use it ever again. That loan's out of the way. Now, and while you're doing that, you're making minimum payments to all the other loans. So as that minimum payment that was going to the smallest loan, you put the minimum payment to the second loan now. And anything you can squeeze out of your budget, stop going out, get on overtime, whatever. Anything you can squeeze out of your budget, throw it to that second one. Cut up the credit card, throw it away, don't use it ever again. You see where this is going? You go to the third loan. Now the minimum payment for the first and the second loan, the minimum payment for both of those, and anything you can squeeze out of your budget, you throw to the third loan. Cut up that credit card, throw it away, don't ever use it again. You see where this is going? That's why it's called the snowball, because you're gaining momentum. And another reason why you do it from smallest to largest is you can have small victories. You pay off the first, second credit card, you're like, yeah, oh man, this could actually probably work. Once you get to your fourth loan, you start getting to those bigger loans, you know that you can pay off those smaller ones. It gives you motivation, like, oh, we've done it before, we can knock this out. Step two is out of the way. You don't have any debt. You cut up all your credit cards. You're not going into debt ever again in your life. The third step is to fully fund your emergency fund up to 3 to 6 months of expenses. So you already have $1,000 that was set aside for emergencies. And then now baby step three, you're going to save it to 3 to 6 months of expenses, which is probably $8,000 to about, I don't know, $15,000. Basically, your expenses is your gas, your lights, your water, your basic stuff, your cell phone bill. You add that up for all that up for 1 month, and whatever you get for that month, say it's $1,000, you need $1,000 a month for expenses, for lights, you know, cable, phone, you know, basic bills. You add that up to 3 to 6 months and you save that up. Once you, and think about it, you can save this up relatively quickly because you've already paid off all your loans. You're not even in debt anymore. So all that money you have left over, you pretty much give yourself a raise after you got out of debt. And you can save up 36 months expenses in less than a year. Okay, so once you save that up, we go on to baby step 4, 5, and 6, which is the steps that we're on, and you do those concurrently. Because baby step 4 is you put 15% of your income to retirement. Okay, I know this is getting tough. It's getting hard, and you're like, man, how can I do that? I can't ever do that. It's possible. We've done it. We're doing it. And millions of families have followed these Dave Ramsey plans. You can go and look at the debt-free screams on Dave Ramsey's YouTube channel. Tons of people, millions of people have done this. So once you get to baby step 4, they have these endorsed local providers where you can find somebody locally that can help you invest your money into 401ks, into your 401k, into Roth IRAs, and to good growth stock mutual funds. An awesome way to save money for the long haul. Baby step 5 is you put away for kids' college, or if you don't have kids, put away for your college if you want to go back to college or whatever. You put, and then for baby step 6, you pay off your mortgage early. So we have 15% going to retirement. We have 10% going to our tithe if you pay to your local church or whatever. And anything that's left over, you throw it to your mortgage. You throw it at your mortgage. The same way you were paying off those little small student loans, car loans, and credit cards, you throw it to your mortgage and pay it off and get it out of the way. Once you're there, baby step 7 is the last step. You can, and that is basically you continue to build wealth and give. There's studies show that when you give money, you receive. It's a blessing to you. It's good for you. And think about it. Like, once you've gotten to that point, you have all this extra money. You're like, man, and you see people in need. You want to help them out. That's baby step 7. And now, there's a lot of people. And now that I explained all these steps, there's some people that are like, man, well, when can I have fun? I can't ever have fun. Yeah, you can. Get out of debt. Get your emergency fund. And then once you have your emergency fund, you're putting 15% to retirement. You pay minimum payments on your mortgage. And then anything left over, you save for a car or you save for a vacation. Guys, this is so... Oh, man. It's so easy to understand, but it's hard to do. Because it comes down to us. We have to make the choices. We have to make the decisions to do this stuff. And if we're not at that place that we're ready to do it, then we're going to continue living paycheck to paycheck. We're going to continue blaming our job for not giving us enough money. We're going to continue to not be able to give. If you're a Christian, as Christians, you know, all you can give is your 10%. And say you give money away and then you're like, oh, shoot, I needed that money for the light bill. I needed it for this, for that. And you're like, oh, God's going to provide. Yeah, God's already providing. You got a job. You make money. And you're asking him for more money. And he's like, maybe I shouldn't give. You know, I don't know if he wants to give you more money if you're being irresponsible with it. Aren't we supposed to be good stewards of our money? I think so. I mean, the parable, there's a parable of the talents. Like, he gives one guy a certain amount of talents, another guy, and then the last guy. The master leaves. The two they invested their money. They grew the money. You know what I mean? And then the last one, he just dug it into a ground. Into the ground, he didn't do nothing with it. And the master comes home, and he's like, good. The two guys that's invested my money, all right, awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. The guy that didn't invest it, he just threw it into the ground and buried it. He said, man, what are you doing? Like, he's basically calling him like a wicked servant. Like, why'd you do this? It's basically depreciating. If you leave money alone in your savings account for a long time, it's going to depreciate. Same thing what that guy did. And he took that away from him and he gave it to the one that did the most with it. He gave it to the one that did the most with investing. He said, here, give it to him. He knows what to do. He's doing stuff with it. So guys, we got to be good stewards of our money if we want to be able to give and to be able to receive more. Like, if you're not ready to do this, this is not going to work for you because you're not ready. Like, you have to be ready. You got to be in that place. You got to be ready to say no to a lot of things. You got to be ready to be responsible with money. I mean, if you want to continue to live paycheck to paycheck, continue to be irresponsible with your money. Don't have a budget. You know, don't do any adult responsible things with money that you're supposed to do if you want to continue living paycheck to paycheck and frustrated financially and a slave to banks. Continue doing what you're doing. But if you want to get out, if you want to not be that way anymore, these steps are going to work. They're working for us. We're on step 4, 5, and 6. We're putting 15% of our to retirement. We have money left over. I mean, to put away for kids' college, we have money left over to save for a car for my wife if she wants one, or you know, for a trip to vacation. Guys, it's so simple, but it's so hard because we have to do it. We have to do the legwork. We got to do the work. I mean, there's no work. There's no gain. You know, it's just like anything else. So, guys, 7 baby steps. Check them out. I mean, I'm endorsing this guy like Dave Ramsey. Like, he knows what he's doing, and we're following these steps. He's a little blunt on his radio station, whatever, but the stuff works. It really works. We're on it. We're out of debt. We don't owe any money. We're on our way to paying off our mortgage within 4 to 5 years, you know, and we'll have a good, decent, some good, decent property, and we could even save for more property in the future, you know. I mean, and if you're older, don't give up. Like, it's still possible. We can still do this. Like, we can still be responsible with money. It's not too late. It's never too late, you know. So let's get on it, guys. Let's get it. Like, there's no reason why we shouldn't retire wealthy. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to give more money, because, you know, we have jobs. You know, we're able-bodied to do the stuff that God wants us to do, or even do work, you know, and be skillful and have labor and have money coming in. God gives us the power and ability to do that. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, to the podcast, anywhere you're watching. Leave a comment, question. Thanks a lot. Bye.